Welcome to Better and Longer Podcast. In today's episode, we're featuring our new series, Roots of Resilience, Empowering Kinship Families Amid Opioid Recovery. This series is made possible by the One Ohio Recovery Foundation. Addressing kinship families amid the opioid crises. I'm Arcelia Armstrong, Director of the Caregiver Support and Kinship Navigator Programs at the Area Office on Aging. Joining me today is Chanda Bill, Director of Social Services at Lucas County Children's Services, and Amy Galvin, Manager of Family and Community Engagement Department at Lucas County Children's Services. In today's episode, we're diving into transformative role of kinship support in the context of the opioid epidemic. According to a study published in JAMA Psychiatry in May, more than 321,000 children in the U.S. lost a parent due to a drug overdose between 2011 and 2021, highlighting the devastating impact of the opioid epidemic. And just some quick facts and stats nationally, about 2.3 million children are in grand families and kinship care nationwide. For every one child being raised by kin in foster care, there are 19 children being raised by kin outside of foster care. Some quick facts and stats for Ohio. For every one child being raised by kin, there are 34 being raised in foster care, there are 34 in Ohio. The opioid crisis has deeply affected families across Ohio, leading to a rise in the number of children entering the child welfare system. This shift has placed immense strain on kinship and grand families who are navigating increased responsibilities, legal challenges, financial pressures, and difficulties accessing health care and housing. Additionally, these families face the emotional toll of trauma, mental health challenges, and ongoing well-being of caregivers and children. So we've expanded the Better and Longer podcast to include a new focus on kinship families and grand families impacted by the opioid epidemic. So it's a privilege and honor to have with me Chanda and Amy. Let's start here. Can you, Chanda, share your work at Lucas County Children's Services? What placed on your heart to kind of deal with these issues related to working with families impacted by the opioid epidemic? What inspired you, rather?
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Arcelia, for having us here today. What a better month to meet, but for Kinship Caregiver Month, this is a great time to be able to celebrate all the sacrifices that our caregivers make on a daily basis and celebrate their hard work in maintaining placement of children. So what has inspired me to do this work? I can tell you that Lucas County Children's Services has always really valued the kinship caregivers in which take placement of our children. And in around 2018, we had the opportunity to fly out to St. Louis and to be able to learn better ways of engaging and supporting kin families. And we brought that information back to Lucas County, and that was from a program called 30 Days to Family. And so where has my passion kind of gone? I love the 30 Days to Family model, which now is referenced as Connect to Family. But it talks about the holistic response that we need to give to caregivers. First, the support, the resources, and understanding the challenges in which they face every single day. So my passion is the fact that we know that children do better, and if we can increase and support those families, we know that children and families have better outcomes.
Wonderful. Thank you. Amy, could you share with us what inspired you to go into this field as well?
Sure. Thank you, first off, for having us here. It's a pleasure to be here to share some information. I've been at the agency now for 25 years, and I serve different roles, whether it be in the placement department, ongoing. I've been in family visits. And I think one thing that I was always amazed with at Children's Services is how grateful we are to have grandparents and extended family members step up and take our children, offering them the love and support necessary during this difficult time that they're going through, because the entire family is going through that difficult time. And I think, piggybacking on what Chanda said, that is why we went and Chanda did the research, traveled, and we developed the Family Search and Engagement Unit. There was never one specific unit that focused on this, but we saw the opioid epidemic, and we wanted to address that. And with that, we created the Family Search and Engagement Unit. And that consists of two home study workers and four family finders. And what's exciting about it is we've implemented that since 2018, I believe. And with this One Ohio Foundation grant, we were able to add one more family search worker in order to focus primarily on those families that were impacted by the opiate crisis.
Wonderful, wonderful, ladies. We definitely need your continued work in this field, and we appreciate all you all are doing to help support families here in our area. As we transition, what's the most important message you hope listeners take away from our conversation today? Chanda?
Yeah, I would say that people need to understand how critical kinship caregivers are to the work that we do every day. Placing children with kinship providers has shown to provide greater stability, better outcomes for children involved in Ohio's child welfare system. And research indicates that children placed with caregivers experience fewer placement disruptions and have stronger connections to their family and community, and demonstrate an improved emotional and behavioral well-being compared to children placed in non-relative foster care. So kinship placements allows children to maintain important family ties and a sense of belonging, which is crucial for healthy development. These placements tend to be more stable and long-lasting, reducing trauma and disruption that occur from multiple foster care placements. And kinship caregivers often have a deeper understanding of the child's needs and are better equipped to meet them in a nurturing and family-based setting. So never before have we seen so many resources available to assist kinship caregivers in caring for children. And I would want people to know that if you have any questions or need any information regarding resources or supports that are available for kinship caregivers, to definitely reach out to our Kinship Navigator program, a caseworker at Lucas County, or connect to our Family Center hotline at 419-213-3833.
Wonderful. Amy, could you also share what you hope our listeners take away from our conversation today?
Sure. I think the most important thing to take away is there are so many supports available out there. Chanda hit on it a little bit regarding the Kinship Navigator program, but we also have supports within Lucas County Children's Services, too, to help that family set up in that unexpected time, whether it be assigning a community advocate to assist them in linking to some of the services that family needs, including financial assistance, counseling services, even expenses that are you don't realize what you're taking in, you know, going from having nobody in the family to maybe three children. So we have that supports internally. But mostly the collaboration, I think, with our area Office of Aging, we've done a great job, I think, even prior before the grant. And with this grant has brought us more connected, I believe, in ensuring that our families get the support they need within our community. And I just think my message is supports. We're there for you. And if you need anything, reach out and we will be there.
Wonderful, wonderful ladies. Thank you. Let's dig into the numbers. Chanda, can you highlight some of the most significant trends you're seeing or observing right now in kinship care and the child welfare system, especially as it relates to substance abuse?
Yes, well, on a national level, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has noted that substance abuse is a primary factor in over 60% of child welfare cases. Children of parents with substance use disorder are more likely to experience neglect, abuse, and removal from the home. Nationally, from 2000 to 2017, the number of children placed in foster care increased by 49%, with parental drug use being a major driver, especially at the peak of the opioid epidemic. So focusing on more local Lucas County situation, the data shows the ongoing impact. In 2024, 43% of cases opened by Lucas County Children's Services involved substance abuse, with 36% of those being opioids. So amidst these challenges, the community response has been inspiring. We have had kinship caregivers step up and take placement, and not only to support but in the short term, but in the long term of children that are needing care. And I believe that this demonstrates a resilience of our families who want to ensure children are cared for within their own family systems, despite difficulties that they have on a daily basis.
Wow, a lot of powerful data there, too. Amy, anything else that you'd like to kind of add on to that?
Sure, sure. In 2024, we served over 11,800 children.
Wow.
In Lucas County. And if you think about it, that's one in every eight children in Lucas County. And while abuse and neglect referrals have risen, the good news is that fewer children are entering our custody. And that's, I think, thanks to the focus of prevention and collaboration with the Area Office of Aging and CONNECT. And I want to cite Chanda cited the 2024, but so far in 2025, 41% of cases involved substance abuse, and 34% of those involved opiate use. And in 54% of those custody cases, we placed kids with relatives. So
wonderful.
Numbers going up.
Yeah, placing the fact that at least relatives have been available to step up and help
right.
to meet some of those needs.
Yes.
Let's see, here at the Area Office on Aging, we recently published our Parenting Smarts Resource Guide, 11th edition. It's contains a wealth of content and important community resource information to help support and assist kinship and grand families. We also partner with the Sophia Center to offer evidence-based child traumatic stress workshop series where participants will learn how to respond appropriately to behavioral and emotional challenges of traumatized children, help traumatized children develop healthy attachments, help traumatized children recognize and develop their strengths, help traumatized children develop coping strategies, take care of themselves, and seek support for others. So that's one of the things that we've partnered with to help do. Another thing, the Guiding Good Choices workshop series is another evidence-based program that we have been able to launch as part of our partnership with you all with Children's Services and part of the One Ohio Recovery Foundation. The evidence-based Guiding Good Choices workshop series has evidence-based proven outcomes for youth. Reduced alcohol and marijuana by 41%, reduced progression to more serious substance abuse by 54%, increased the likelihood that non-users will remain drug-free by 26%, and reduced depression symptoms by 28% through the end of 12th grade. Amy, how do you see these resources fitting into the broader support system of kinship caregivers?
Well, I'll first start out with the Parenting Smarts. I have the newest right in front of me, the newest edition, and it's just, it's invaluable. I think oftentimes our families, this is like a one-stop shop book that has everything in it, whether it be legal definitions, things that are in the community, mental health services, parenting programs. And with this newest addition, I mean, even more has been added with some of the newer services out. So to me, it's invaluable. And the excitement, too, with the grant is that Guiding Good Choices workshop. We're very excited about that. And the numbers, you know, say it all. I think it's going to be easy to support our children who are impacted by trauma and substance abuse while, you know, along with partnering even face-to-face while in the groups, pairing educational resources, direct support. And we're fortifying a safety net for our kinship families. And these two pieces, whether it be the book or whether it be face-to-face, it's a phenomenal phenomenal resource for our families in the community.
Thank you, Amy. We really appreciate the partnership with Children's Services as well, because you all definitely help support us and wrap your staff around us, making sure we have access to your team as well to kind of help ensure families are even aware of these resources that are available in the community. Chanda, anything else you'd like to add on to that?
Well, I just want to say that I think it's amazing that you are partnering with Sophia Center. We ourselves have been a partner of Sophia Center, and I think it's just great that when we all work together to support children and families in our community, we have great outcomes. So I'm excited to see that you have that collaboration, and I believe that healing from trauma is at the core of what children and families need. That's the basis of it. And if we can support and support them through their traumas, we will have a stronger community and stronger families.
Wonderful. Innovative programs, strengthening kin-first approaches. Chanda, can you maybe inform us a little more on some of the One Ohio Recovery Foundation grant and how you all have expanded your family finding and kin-first initiatives for those impacted by the opioid epidemic?
Right. Well, I'll begin by saying the reason why we did apply for the One Ohio grant was for two specific reasons. It was one, to increase our resources and support for kin. Even though we had been doing well with placing with kin, we knew we needed to do better. We could always do better, and do better by supporting and providing all of those valuable resources that they need for longevity. Number two, the reason why we also wrote this grant was we had a population of children within our system, and they are our multi-system youth, meaning they have more issues with mental health or behavioral cross all these issues, substance abuse, possibly criminal. And a lot of these youth end up in what we call congregate care settings, a higher level of placement need. And so part of this grant was to work differently with this population of youth and be able to find kinship families for those kids. And right now we have around 83 children that are in this what we call congregate care setting, this higher level of need. And they take up a large portion of what we have in our placement costs, just these 83 children. And so if we can create better outcomes with children with multi-needs, if we can find kinship families that can provide that stability, this is the focus that we had on this grant. And so teaming together with Area Office of Aging to enhance those supports and be able to connect families, but then working with Connect to Family, where we could bring in a new model of how we work with youth to find family and kin and provide all the supports that are needed for a successful placement. So the idea, that's where the idea of One Ohio, our grant request for the One Ohio funds. And Amy would probably be able to share more in regards to any of the programmatic things that have come about from that.
Yes, Amy, please.
Sure, sure. One of the things we implemented, I think I talked about it a little bit earlier, is that we hired an additional family search and engagement worker. And that worker is just focused on completing home studies and doing family finding for families, children who are in our care, with families who are impacted by the opiate crisis. So that's the only cases she takes. I think in the first 6 months, I'll share a little bit that we started in March, and we had to get everybody on board. There's a lot of stuff behind that, but I mean, even in that short period of time, our FSE worker was able to complete 16 kinship assessments. And these efforts helped 11 children avoid or exit foster care, which may have not happened due to the without that extra worker. So we were excited about that. And Chanda talked a little bit about the whole congregate care piece. One of the things we're also doing is we're getting a massive amount of coaching sessions with our Connect to Family team, who is knowledgeable on how we make this happen and what different resources we have that are out there. And I think we had over 11 coaching sessions with Connect to Family. And on top of that, of course, Area Office of Aging, we meet regularly to talk about the progress we've had and what's going on out there. We even make specific referrals to you guys to follow up with our families who may be in need. And we may be looking at, they received legal custody of our kids. What happens next? How can we make that connection so that that placement stays stable and the family's getting all the help they need? So with that, too, one of the things we're very excited about is with the grant, we are focused on family-centered youth roundtables. And what that is we're getting 11 of our staff, we're trained within this area, to sit down. It's basically a meeting, but that particular child who is in congregate care gets to kind of facilitate that meeting while all the professionals are wrapped around them to assist them in, okay, who do you have in your life that we want to get involved? And that child basically is kind of the center of it and facilitates that meeting while all the professionals wrap their arms around them to see if we can make certain things happen for them. And that's one of the trainings we're starting. We're actually implementing it within the next month or two. So
wonderful, wonderful. And we really appreciate that ongoing partnership and referrals back and forth to support families. And then, of course, when you refer to our Kinship Navigator program as well, oftentimes they also need other supports with caring for a family member that's also an older adult. And so they have an avenue and pathway to get additional supports that way as well. So thank you all for the continued partnership.
Yes.
Also, wondering, could you all share a little bit about the Kinship Guardianship Assistance Program, or KGAP?
All right. So I will talk about the Kinship Guardianship Assistance Program. And actually, that was another initiative that that I worked on with a team of people at the agency. And so Kinship Guardianship Assistance Program provides a daily per diem, just like a foster parent. They receive income every month to care for children. And this is very innovative for the state to do, because in years past, you were able to seek out services and child-only benefits through Jobs and Family Services. But now we are putting financial support behind kinship caregivers to say we value you right alongside with foster parents. There are needs for both foster parents and kinship caregivers. But we have to be able to support them financially in the same way. So we in Lucas County actually took the lead on implementation because it's an entire process. It's licensing kinship caregivers and meeting some criteria of placement of children for 6 months. And if, in fact, reunification could not occur, which is always our primary goal for children, is to go back into their family, their parents' home. But if that cannot happen, now we have the ability to be able to provide a subsidy for those children until the age of 18, and then even beyond if there are special needs. So that work is very important to talk about the value of kinship caregivers. And Lucas County has been at the table. We've been there locally. We've been statewide advocating for not placing undue barriers on kins so that they can be licensed. We are meeting on legislative meetings often. Our chief counsel, Shelby Cawley, is there advocating for change in law and rules so that we can support kinship caregivers. And when we have gone to state-level meetings, we've heard other counties say, it's just too much. It's just too big. We can't implement this program. And Lucas County has been at the table to say, yes, you can, and we can show you how to do it. And within 30 days of being notified of what the parameters were of KGAP and the financial support that could be offered to kin, we were there. We had our families called and identified and moving through the process within 30 days. It has now been implemented for multiple years, and some counties are still not accessing that funding source. And so when we can be there, when we can provide support, we're there. And that's the basis of our KGAP program.
Wonderful. Amy, would you like to share anything in addition related to that?
I think one of the important things, too, is, you know, as rules and state change, we have an entire group at the agency that meets consistently to talk about the different changes with KGAP. But I think one of the most important pieces of this is something we never had before for our relatives or caregivers to get financial assistance up until the age of 18 and sometimes beyond that. And that's a game changer for a lot of our families because, I mean, financially, it's a lot to take on. And when they're getting offered that financial assistance for that period of time, it's and also on top of that, the services, the connections, the Area Office of Aging support, I mean, it seems to be keeping our families stable as they move forward through
helping
the years.
Helping to strengthen the foundation for these families.
Absolutely.
Right.
Wonderful. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Ladies, if you could have any superpower to help kinship families, what would it be and why?
I think my superpower would be, yeah, these kids are going through a lot when they come into care. And when they're going through that whole process. And, you know, I thought a lot about it, but I would want to focus on instantly healing that trauma the kids are going through. And I know that we link them to counseling and things like that, but at the same time, if I could have one superpower, it would be they weren't hurting during that time. And two, families. What the families are going through, even when I identify, you know, the children are hurting, but we see a lot of internal trauma that maybe comes out in counseling. But if I could take that away, I would do that. And also helping with the healing and ensuring stabilization through the supports right here in our community. I think that would give families a chance not only to survive, but to truly thrive after the loss and disruption.
Okay. Chanda.
Well, Amy took my thunder because that's a great superpower to be able to take away trauma or heal from trauma. So I would say that all areas, no matter where we're at with such a great collaboration, whether you're in another county or statewide, that every single family has access to these great supports and resources that we have here in Lucas County, that this expands beyond just us and that everybody can have the healing from trauma, the supports and resources and everything that they need. and strong foundations.
Wonderful, ladies. Thank you. Those are wonderful superpowers to have. Now, the holistic support, the Ohio START and the Kinship Navigator programs. The Ohio START initiative, can you explain a little bit more about that and how families facing substance use and challenges and why it's nationally recognized?
Right. So Ohio START brings a different approach to families, to the services that we offer. And so it brings child welfare. It brings substance treatment centers. It brings a family peer mentor with lived experience. And this is important. It brings us all together to support and walk a family through the process of recovery. And this is important because other approaches have been utilized, which often when substance abuse becomes involved, oftentimes those lead to removal. And this is a process that we have put in place to try to prevent removal, working together, everybody coming together as a team. And the lived experience brings that component that we have not had in a program like this before. They work hand in hand. They work in our office. They're hired by an outside behavioral business task. I'm sorry. And they hire them, but they place them in our building, and they work together as a team. So they are focused on sharing what their experiences have been, how they have walked through the life of recovery, and they support them in a different way than what a child welfare worker will do. And this has been exciting for us. We currently have two dyads at our agency, and a dyad is a lived experience worker along with the child welfare. So we have four total people working on that. And as of 2000, currently, since we have started the program in 2019, we've served 46 families with 10 new families on the horizon, 21 children just this year. And we've had a collaborative approach with many different agencies. We have been working with all different agencies on how to bring this approach to them and building MOUs with partners throughout this process. So we're excited with Ohio START. Ohio START received, Lucas County received national certification recently.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we think that certification is so important because it means that Lucas County is meeting or exceeding the national program's highest standards. And we have been unwavering in our commitment to transforming the lives of those in need. And so we've been very excited. Tiana Jackson is the lead of that program and Carrie Vivenstad. And we just were notified that we have been approved to expand this program to another dyad, another set of staff that can work and do this work every day. So we're excited, and we look forward to being back on and in a future date to talk about what that looks like and how many more families we're serving in Lucas County.
Wonderful, wonderful. Of course, Amy, is there anything else you'd like to add on to?
Well, the only thing I have to add is we had a problem with Ohio START when we went to implement our FSE worker. All our Ohio START families with the kids that were in our custody were already placed with relatives. So that's a good problem to have, absolutely, to have. But Ohio START's been nothing but a benefit to us. I think Chanda, Tiana, and I have been with it from the very beginning, and they have done a wonderful job as far as moving that forward and becoming one of the leads in the state regarding our Ohio START program. So we're really proud of that.
Wonderful. Congratulations again, pardon me, on that wonderful recognition. And also the Lucas County Children's Services partnership with our Area Office on Aging Kinship Navigator program, which has been designated exemplary by the Grand Families and Kinship Support Network. It's a national technical assistance center, has also received national recognition. Chanda and Amy, what makes this program stand out in connecting kinship families to essential resources?
Well, I believe the Kinship Navigator program stands out because it bridges those service gaps with personalized guidance. I can reach out to your office and say, we have a family that's dealing with this issue. What can you do? What can you provide? It is that personalized resource option for us. And there are just so many things that this program can do for families. And so bridging that gap is great for what we need in Lucas County.
Thank you. Amy, any comments?
Yes, I mean, you guys are always there for us. We make referrals, and like Chanda said, it's critical to fill the service gaps. And that's what happens. It's specific to our family. Every family that comes through our system is very different in the needs that they have. As they move forward, and I think that by teaming and what you guys do, you basically break down what that family needs and links them for that future support and that stabilization. So it's been wonderful working with you guys.
It's been wonderful working with you all too. We really appreciate the longstanding partnership with Lucas County Children's Services and Lucas County Department of Job and Family Services. Our community really has been a national leader, quite frankly, in helping to recognize and highlight the important role that kinship and grand families play in raising our future leaders, honestly. Yes. So thank you all for your continued support. And as we wrap up, how can listeners access the supports or get involved in helping families and grand families in our community?
So I would say that if you need any information on how you could be a support or what resources you could access, please check out our website at lucaskids.net. Also, if you have a question, we have our family-centered hotline. If you just don't know where the information goes, if you just need to ask somebody a question and get to the right place, we are available at 419-213-3833. Also, look ahead to our website. We are launching a newsletter, an e-newsletter that talks about all of the collaborations and the work that we do here in Lucas County. So sign up for that newsletter so that you hear all of the great things that are available for kinship providers or anything that we are doing through Lucas County in collaborations. That's going to be a great opportunity for you to be able to access and know what we're doing and what are those key initiatives and programs that we are teaming with.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then with the Area Office on Aging, feel free to call us at 419-382-0624 and ask for our Kinship Navigator program, or feel free to visit us online at www.areaofficeonaging.com. And there, too, you can also sign up to receive our newsletter that goes out electronically, and we also have a printed newsletter that goes out. So I would, in closing, like to thank Amy and Chanda for joining us for our first of this series, Roots of Resilience, Empowering Kinship Families Amid Opioid Recovery. Thank you again for coming out to join us. And again, this is the Better and Longer podcast. And in today's episode, we are featuring our new series, Roots of Resilience, Empowering Kinship Families Amid Opioid Recovery. This series is made possible by the One Ohio Recovery Foundation.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.